Good morning, Rob Hakala and Lisa Zetian with you, and it's that time now when we check in with our tech guy. David Snell joins us from Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. Happy New Year. All right, so this week we are going to talk about Slack, which I guess was Slack it off. We had some troubles with Slack in the new year, not off to a great start. And I guess some of us, including myself, might not be completely familiar with what Slack exactly is and what it's for.
Yeah, so it's a business user, and we, as a matter of fact, we use it in our office for communication between, you know, all the techs and the accounting people and so on and so forth. And it's actually a web-based portal that you can set up different channels to do it to different things for you. We have channels set up where we can do some much of our automation for the work that we do. So when Slack goes down, which this is the first time we've experienced it, it kind of puts the kibosh on the work that we're trying to do, and we have to take a step back and do things manually without the automation.
Oh. How long was Slack down yesterday?
Slack went down early yesterday morning and was faulty, I'd say, until about mid-afternoon.
Oh.
So, you know, it started to come back slowly, then it went down, then it went up and down. And so it was something, it was not something we could rely on yesterday at all.
Hmm.
And there's 142,000 businesses using Slack right now with over 12 million users. So it affected a lot of people in this outage.
Yeah.
Do they know what caused the outage?
They don't know yet. They have not announced yet what it was. But, you know, the supposition is that the problem with their servers, but we can't really say what that might have been. Slack, if you don't know, was founded by a gentleman named Stuart Butterfield. He was also the guy who founded Flickr, if you remember Flickr.
Oh, yeah. That was the photo sharing site, right?
Exactly. And he sold that to Yahoo.
Okay.
Way back, and for about $22 million. And then after Flickr, he and his co-founders launched a gaming company, and they built their own chat tool to help them work on it.
Oh.
The gaming company never took off, but the chat tool became what we know as Slack.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so something they built as a tool while they were working on something else.
Yeah, it became a tool for a lot of other people.
Exactly. And now the news on Slack, I'm not sure if you've heard this either,
yes,
but they're being purchased by Salesforce.com for a paltry $27.7 billion with a B dollars.
I mean, this is a big deal. This was announced in December, and so my question was: do you think that that's related to what happened yesterday?
There were a lot of jokes online about that that's what happened. They didn't have the money to keep the servers running. You know, but we're really not sure what happened. We're just happy that it is back online. Right now, Slack offers a free version, which many of those 142,000 business users do use. And there's a paid version that allows you to keep your messages for a longer period of time and go back in time on the messaging. So Salesforce is trying to and interested in getting a head or a foothold in the communications genre to get past Microsoft and Microsoft Teams.
Hmm.
So there's going to be an awful lot of competition between Salesforce and Microsoft, I would say, over the next 6 to 12 months to see who gets those shareholders of the amount of people they need to keep both of those systems up and running.
Is the Teams application, is it a product that is similar that you could use instead of Slack?
Very much so. And they market it exactly the same way as Salesforce is marketing their integration with Slack. So Teams you get with Microsoft Office, Office 365.
Yeah.
And it's free. It's included with Office 365.
It pops up.
And then it pops up all the time with
that. Yeah, I know. I've never seen it. I mean, now it's there all the time.
Yep. And then they want to hound you until you start using it, I guess.
Yeah.
Seems that way.
I mean, I think, you know, there have been businesses that have started using it because of COVID. And, you know, it's made these kind of things because people are working from, you know, sometimes not in one office anymore.
Exactly right. And, you know, when you point that out, Rob, over the past year almost now, people have had to make changes in how they do business, and a lot of it has been with web-based chat tools and other web-based tools. No longer are we picking up the telephone or actually going over to the next door cube or the other office down the hall, because most folks are still working remotely.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been amazing, but it's been a way to kind of keep people together. So there's obviously a demand for these products. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. So the sale is going through, or it's not gone through yet, or?
It's going through. There'll be a $27.7 billion check written in the very near future.
Wow.
And then all the co-founders of Slack would be very happy to take their money and do whatever they want to do. Who knows what they will develop next?
Well, I was going to say,
they're smart people.
There's Butterfield.
Stuart's on a roll.
Yeah, the Butterfield guy. I mean, there are some people like this. So they just they make a company and sell it so they can go off and do the same thing again.
But they're inventors.
No, I know.
They have a need based on their creativity and their passion, and they don't see it out there, so they create it. And then a lot of us say, that's a great idea. I want to use that too.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So that's why chat's such a wildly successful chat app. Slack is up there now, and then we're going to see where it goes.
Wow.
All right. Neat. Good stuff. David Snell, where can people go to read more about Slack?
You get all the information on my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link.
All right. Well, fingers crossed. No more outages for Slack. Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.
David Snell in our Tech Talk segment, Act Smart. We do it every week at this time on WATD.